The city council chambers was filled with city employees for the second time this month, though it wasn't standing room only like the last meeting. Don Perry was one of just a couple union members who spoke. He countered some of the public claims made by city manager Scott Hahn. For instance, Perry pointed to a story from the April 8th Petersburg Pilot, in which Hahn denied a union allegation that he had demanded unilateral power to change tentative agreements during negotiations. The paper quoted Hahn as saying he had told the union that he wanted both sides to have, quote, unilateral power to reconsider those agreements. Perry challenged that statement.
If he wanted both parties to have control, he would have stated that he wanted bilateral control. And that's the first issue. And keep in mind that this man is not only a representative of this city and this community, he's also a representative of each and every one of y'all. Because y'all hired him, and he is y'all's spokesman. So anything he says is coming from y'all to the community.
Perry also countered criticism that city workers get too much leave time. The city administration proposed substantial cuts to paid time off. Currently, depending on seniority, a worker can accrue from 24 to 48 days a year, plus holidays. Perry emphasized the fact that paid time off includes vacation days as well as sick leave. He pointed out that people with serious medical problems, like himself, often have to use a lot of their time off for medical care. He said that was not uncommon in rural Southeast, where access to health care is limited.
I mean, we have some great doctors here that are general practitioners, but that's what they are. They're general practitioners. If you have any kind of problem that requires a specialist, you are going to have to travel. And maybe the time we get for someone down south that can drive 5 miles down to the hospital, get taken care of, go back to work the next day, maybe it would be absorbent. But here in this community, where any time you have a major medical condition, you have to leave town. And you have to stay there until the doctor says, okay, you can go back.
Perry said he had personally used up his leave time on several occasions because of medical issues. He said he had only taken 2 vacations in his dozen years with the city. Considering the limitations of living in rural Southeast, Perry thought the amount of leave time for city employees was fair. Another municipal employee, Martin Odegaard, told the council that no one was getting rich off their job with the city.
You know, a lot of us have second jobs we have to take on just, you know, try to make ends meet. You know, I've lived here for 27 years. I was born just up the street. I mean, I've been working since I was 10 years old, and I'm still living paycheck to paycheck.
And when he hears about proposed cuts to wages or benefits, Odegaard said it makes him cringe.
It makes me think, you know, I go home and look at my wife and my 2 kids and think, okay, well, if they cut, you know, 5% or 3%, I got to come up with somewhere else to make some money on the side, whether that's cutting wood or more fishing or something else. But, you know, it's got to come from somewhere. That means less time at home, less time with my kids.
The union declared impasse in negotiations late last month and filed an unfair labor practices complaint with the state's labor relations agency. The union claims the city administration has not been bargaining in good faith, largely because the union says the city has not provided enough relevant information to justify proposed cuts. City manager Scott Hahn was out of town Monday night. In recent interviews with the Pilot and KFSK Public Radio, Hahn has defended the administration's stand on wages and leave time. Hahn maintains the city is facing a substantial revenue shortfall, primarily because of an anticipated downturn in local seafood processing this summer. Hahn's draft budget for next year shows a deficit of over $400,000. He has said that the union's allegations that he's not bargaining in good faith are without merit. The state labor relations agency is still investigating the dispute. Meanwhile, in other news from Monday's meeting, Mayor Al Dwyer and the council approved the employment contract for the city's new harbor master.
Congratulations, Gloria Ann Wallen. She's our new harbor master. Let's give her a hand.
Wallen was born and raised in Petersburg and has worked for the Harbor Department for nearly 23 years. She replaces outgoing Harbor Master Jim Stromdahl in May. Meanwhile, the mayor also noted the fact that Police Chief Dale Stone was also retiring after 16 years on the job.
We're going to miss the chief, and I'm sorry he's not he's not here so that we can embarrass him a little bit.
Stone has been on leave in Montana for several months, taking care of aging parents. Police Sergeant Jim Agner is acting chief. Stone's last official day with the city is April 30th. City Clerk Kathy O'Rear told the council that both Stone and Stromdahl had requested that the city not plan anything special on their behalf. That didn't stop Dwyer from commending Stromdahl as well for his 35 years on the job.
I don't know what the harbor would have been like without him, because it was nothing when he took it over. And he turned it into what it is today. So I for one, am very grateful for his services.
Stromdahl retires at the end of the month. Also Monday night, the council agreed to create an ad hoc or temporary committee to try and come up with some suggestions for keeping fishing operations based in Petersburg. Dwyer said he got the idea from a conversation with Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Director Julianne Curry and fishing business owner John Winther.
So Julianne had a good idea, and she suggested that we get about a 9-person ad hoc committee of people who are fishermen or in the fishing industry of all different ages, because there's different points of view on depending on where you are in your fishing career. And so I would like to have people who would be interested in giving the council direction on what we can do to encourage people to stay here that are in commercial fishing industry.
The city will put out a request for letters of interest from people who'd like to be on the committee. The mayor and council will likely make those appointments at the first meeting in May. Meanwhile, Dwyer appointed Curry, who was in the audience, chair of the committee, and Curry accepted and said she's looking forward to presenting the council with some useful ideas. Meanwhile, in other news, the council passed the first reading of an ordinance that makes a number of relatively minor changes to the city sales tax code. One change would allow the city to issue resale certificates once to a business rather than every year. The certificate exempts a business from paying tax on items they plan to resell. The ordinance also gives a business a little leeway if the deadline for their sales tax payment falls on a weekend or holiday, and there's a line clarifying the residency requirements for a senior citizen tax exemption card. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.